this is. Sayings about cake, and eating it too. A DCU fanfic written by Hearts Logos and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG and is Jen, with additional tags for Robins being Robins, family, bat family, bantering, food, cake. Jason gets no snacks. It's a piece of cake to make a pretty cake. If the way is hazy, you gotta do the cooking by the book. You know you can't be lazy. Never use a messy recipe. The cake will end up crazy. If you do the cooking by the book, then you'll have a cake. We gotta have it made. You know that I love cake. Finally, it's time to make a cake. So, cake's raining from the sky. I see no problem with this, Jason says. I mean, it feeds people, right? Ignoring the fact that you think people would be crazy enough to eat cake that's raining from the sky, Tim says. It's Gotham. Do you even know how desperate you get when you're starving, rich boy? I mean, seriously. It's Gotham. The rich wipe their asses with gold leaf, and the poor work a full week with 2 to 3 jobs just to afford enough to scrape by. Also, this isn't the worst thing we've ever got raining from our sky. The cake's been found to contain traces of Joker toxin. Also, a lot of cake has been going missing from various bakeries and grocery stores. So, A, it's not like these cakes are coming from nowhere, they're stolen. Magically, somehow, Batgirl and Robin are working out the logistics right now. And B, anyone desperate enough to eat that cake is probably going to die. Tim side-eyes Jason, who just puts his face in his hands and hisses. Why can't we have anything fucking nice around here for once? We have billboards with my heavily made-up and reconstructed face on them, Tim deadpans. Come on, we're on cleanup. Make sure no one eats any of this cake. Batman and Black Bat are tracking the Joker down, and Nightwing is on research. Seriously, we can't have anything nice, Jason groans, following Tim over the edge of the roof and down the street level. It's always got to kill you. And it doesn't even always make you stronger. Like, what's up with that? If it's going to be dickish enough to hurt you, you should at least be able to grow from it. No, in this case, you only get malnutrition and diabetes. Be glad it's only cake, Tim says. Cake doesn't hurt if it falls on you, and it only messes up your car a little bit. Yeah, but you can't drive on a street like this, Jason says, grimacing as their boots squelch on top of crushed cake. God, this is such a sad waste of food. Jason tips his head up and yells, there are children starving right now. Starving! This is why people hate America. Pretty sure that there are some other reasons, not cake-related reasons, why people hate America, Tim says. But yeah, sure, agreed. Cleanup is going to be a bitch. Wait, what about the animals? They both pause. And Tim swears, stomping ahead of him, before slipping on some chocolate icing and going down hard. Jason would laugh, except his mind is having what feels like a blue screen of death. It's hard enough making sure no one is stupid enough to actually eat the cake falling from the sky. And there's an entire city's worth of people with less than admirable levels of common sense. But to keep birds, dogs, cats, rodents, and other various urban wildlife from eating it too? Fuck. Fuck it! Clark, just get over here. Superboy too. Fuck it. The whole goddamn super family. Anyone with super hearing, get over here. I'm not gonna fucking stand for this injustice. Probably cheating, but yeah, Con, if you could come over, that'd be great. It's such a pretty sight. It makes the food taste dandy, but my tummy hurts all night.
So you mean to tell me that you called me over here to make all this food? Jason squints. And that I can't eat any of it. Essentially, yes, Stephanie replies. There isn't enough for you. Jason's halfway out the window again when she grabs him by the back of the shirt and pulls him into a chokehold. You came all the way here. You might as well help. Come on. You owe me, remember?
No, I can't remember anything due to a lack of blood flow to my brain.
Jason coughs out, repeatedly smacking her arm. Stephanie loosens her hold. Need a refresher, zombie boy? Jason winces. Because he does owe her for that favor a few weeks back. She really helped him with that set of double patrols with Tim down. All right, fine, I'll help. God, what kind of cruel fate is this, though? Making food without being able to eat it. This is what professional chefs do.
Do I look like a professional chef to you?
If only you were. But it's either calling a favor from you or deal with Tim and Cass's terrifying ability to make things extra, extra crispy, Stephanie says. And then say butter solves everything. Also, you can perform miracles with a hot plate and craft cheese slices.
Jason can.
And he's somewhat proud of it, because that's what living as a criminal without an actual legal identity will do to you.
Alright, fine. Fine, whatever. Fine,
Jason says, rubbing the back of his neck when Stephanie finally lets him up.
Suck all the fun out of my life, why don't you?
Oh, don't be such a baby. Stephanie rolls her eyes. We're catering for a college party. You wouldn't even want to eat half of the shit anyway.
Point. Well, maybe I would. You don't know that.
Jason mutters as he goes to wash his hands.
I eat things.
You're not nearly at the level of human garbage disposal Tim is, Stephanie says.
Which is completely true.
Also, this time you've got to write down how you make this magic in a microwave, because every time I try it, it doesn't look nearly as good as yours does. Like, I'm missing Instagram filters for my eyes.
I'll put in some ingredients, but keep the rest for me. I'm not just disobedient, I'm careful, can't you?
Someday I'm actually going to be able to eat the food blatantly thrown in front of me.
Sure, Dick says, as they slip through the crowd of perfume, cologne, tuxes, and low necklines.
Sure. I mean it, Jason says. It'll be great. My tongue will have a party. Party like it's the roaring 20s, yo.
Dick snorts through his nose, shoulder jostling against Jason's as they go up the stairs and try to slip past security into one of the back rooms. Dick checks his palm top, and yanks Jason around a corner and gestures him straight.
How come I never get to eat things?
You eat things all the time.
Yeah, at meal times. How come when there's, like, food just there, waiting to be eaten, it's never eaten by me?
Do you want to switch places with Tim right now?
Go ahead.
I'm sure Tim would be plenty happy to be the one breaking into a safe right now.
The last Jason saw Tim, he'd been swarmed by a lot of taffeta, crinoline, and a truly frightening cloud of perfume he could smell from clear across the ballroom.
So, no. Really classy finger foods and good liquor is probably not quite enough to make Jason want to switch places.
Like, maybe if the cloud of perfume was less of a cloud and more of a faint mist, and if half of the swarm weren't pushing 70.
He wasn't that bad at mingling at these parties. He figures he's got to at least be better at it than Cass is.
Damien and Tim are the best schmoozers, though.
Not even Dick's special brand of charisma and minty fresh smile is as magnetic as the inbred nobility that comes from being born with wealth. Socialites can smell their kind or something. Whatever. Ask Tim to sneak you some finger foods if you're so hungry, Dick says. It's not even about being hungry at this point, Dick. It's the principle of the thing. Have you ever heard of the phrase, you can't have your cake and eat it too? Fuck your cliches, Dick.
Making food is just like science, with tools that blend and baste, and every fun appliance gives the food a different taste.
This is what they've come to, probably. Taking candy from babies. I'm not a baby. Take your stupid gummy chew and get better. And Jason's officially lost his brain-to-mouth filter. Excellent application of drugs there, Alfred. Absolutely excellent. Thank you, sir. Now, if you would sit up. Take your gummy chews, Damien tacks on. Jason wonders if his head will hurt as badly as he thinks it will, if he succumbs to the urge to eye-roll. Worse, Dick warns him. And Jason has about 2 seconds to prepare for the jolting feeling of going from horizontal to upright. Dick squeezes his shoulder. There you go. Also, there's soup. My mouth feels like I've licked a cleaning brush, Jason says. Prickly and gross. Fascinating, Damien snorts. And Jason clenches his mouth shut, just to be stubborn, as the kid mashes a bright purple gummy chew shaped like a bunch of grapes to the corner of his mouth. Todd, I swear I'll pry your mouth open with my hands if I have to. Soup, Jason. It's delicious, Dick says. I helped Alfred make it. Jason accepts the gummy chew. Well, if that much love and sacrifice on Alfred's behalf to save it from you went into it, I've got to eat it, Jason says, earning a squawk from Dick and a snicker from Damien. I'm not a bad cook. No, you're just an unhealthy one, Damien says. Too much grease. Lies. All lies. Before you can start fighting, the soup for me? Can I eat it? Preferably before the drugs send me for another loop. Dick hands him a large mug. You're probably not in any condition to be using a spoon. That smells pretty damn good. Jason vaguely remembers being woken up to eat something earlier, but now he's finally conscious to savor it. Jason drinks. It does taste good, all jokes about Dick's inability to make anything healthy aside. Jason's ready to cry because of how fucking good it is. And that might be the drugs, but who gives a shit anyway? About time I got to eat something, Jason mumbles. Just don't throw it up, Damien says. I'm on laundry duty for the week. Jason has a brief mental image of tiny little Damien stripping one of the huge manor beds by himself and carrying it all to the laundry room, and nearly snorts out soup laughing. Ow, Jason says instead, because soup is hot and it doesn't belong in your nose. Obviously. You're adorable. Dick touches his nose and Jason resists the urge to sneeze. I need a camera. I'll break it, Jason says. More soup. Give it time to settle, Alfred says. And Jason closes his eyes when he feels Alfred's hand on his forehead. Cool and gentle in all the ways that makes Jason think of endless summers, home, and comfort. You can have as much soup as you like, as long as you can keep it down well enough. Thanks, Alfred, Jason says, slowly lying back as Alfred untangles his fingers from the mug handle.
You drugged this even more than this morning's, didn't you?
It covers the taste of Master Dick's creativity quite well, I think.
Ha! Knew it.
Some things are just too damn good to be true. At least it tasted good, though. The end. It's a piece of cake to bake a pretty cake. If the way is hazy, you gotta do the cooking by the book. You know you can't be lazy. Never use a messy recipe. The cake will end up crazy. If you do the cooking by the book, then you'll have a cake. We gotta have it made. You know that I love cake. Finally, it's time to make a cake. We gotta have it made. You know that I love cake. Finally, it's time to make a cake. You gotta do the cooking by the book.